Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is time. Dom time. By the way, congratulations to the morning team. I know it was over 23,000. I didn't see the final number. Amazing, the fundraising, the fun of it, and just the grit still to me. It's unbelievable to reach that goal. So hopefully, we'll get Nick on to relive it. He seems to think it's relatively easy. I just don't see it that way. All right, joining us, because big things are happening here in Wildwood, where I'm headquartered today, is Lou Belasco, who's the executive director. Lou, is that the official title, executive director of the Wildwood Tourism and Fun and Games?
That is correct, Don.
Well, Lou, first of all, thank you for making that journey over to Mulligan's when we were down here for Dom Giordano Day. I know it was kind of crowded and difficult to get there toward the front, but we're going to be coming back in August, and you're one of our top invitees. We want to get you on there in person. And there's
fantastic.
Yeah, there certainly is the aftermath. We were down here at that time. This has become an internationally known event, the country and Western, and we saw it even more this year's, the uniform, particularly of women. You know that it's that weekend on the streets. Suddenly, you know, you can find a parking space and all that type of stuff. Suddenly, though, it is enormous. I just saw a bagel place with a line of like 80 people there on Atlantic Avenue. It's amazing.
Yes, it's it really has been almost the addition of another holiday weekend here in the Wildwoods. And, we're able to celebrate some of our Southern and country culture, and all of a sudden every Boardwalk t-shirt shop is selling cowboy hats. It's really just a lot of fun, and people really get into it. And we welcome close to 120,000 concert goers over the course of those 4 days.
Wow.
And everybody just has a great time. Even speaking with the public safety officials, the crowd is so well behaved, and everybody's just here for the right reasons. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. If nobody's been down for it, they should really come down and see the show.
Well, so much so, you told me that this is often gifted as a Christmas gift, a ticket to this. It's that hot of an item.
Oh, yeah. My sons have gotten tickets to Barefoot Country Music Festival for Christmas for the past 3 years now.
Yeah, great stuff. So now we're into the middle of Wildwood tail end, even though, you know, you and I have talked how many months Wildwood is added to the schedule. I'm thinking of Irish Weekend, one of the biggest events imaginable here. But what in the remainder of July and early August, what are we going to see here in the Wildwoods?
Well, we still have a lot going on here, you know, inclusive of the Wildwoods Convention Center. We'll be hosting the Harlem Globetrotters this week, the 22nd to the 25th. We have a lot of great midweek concerts that go on that are free to the public. And, of course, the boardwalk and the beach are open every day and just jam-packed. And they're a really nice thing for any listeners that may have not quite had their summer vacation yet. You come down here and visit us midweek, and you'll find some much more affordable hotel rates and short-term rental rates and a lot more free aspects that we can offer you during the week. Weekends are still really crowded, so if you can make it down during the week, it's a great time to come visit us. It'll all culminate after we have the Globetrotters in here. We'll have some baseball on the beach in August. And they have a big Greek festival at the end of the season, August, the last weekend in August. And that all leads us up to our newest addition to the events lineup, which will be Wildwood's Thunder Over the Waves Air Show, which is happening the weekend after Labor Day, September 5th and 6th. Free for everybody to watch along the boardwalk. We're going to be tapping into the boardwalk announcement system and having the show announcer broadcast across all 2 miles of the boardwalk, making viewing and listening available to all. We'll also be broadcasting through an app for those that may be off of the boardwalk. Maybe they want to get a little closer to the action. Have some VIP seating areas. It's shaping up to be a really great event. We've had a lot of excitement. You know, we're going to get some jet teams in here and some aerobatic teams. We got two MiG-17s that are going to come in, do a little simulated dogfight. It's going to be a really great time, really nice family event, and a lot to do in the Wildwoods. Summer is not over. It's not over till we say it's over. Irish Weekend's a good one to Irish Weekend's the good one to highlight because we're not even out of the official summer until we get through Irish Weekend. You know, it's September 21st, that third weekend in September. We're still in summer. So
it's one of the great times to come down to the shore to more space, not quite as crowded, but still those weekends, a lot going on and great value. It's just expanded the season and added holidays like the Barefoot Country Festival has added that. We are just you got an icon here too with the air show that you guys have moved in and I think are going to go all out to kind of polish it and make it what it once was, which is a huge event.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We're partnering up with the military branches, you know, having them come in and give some expertise to this. And, you know, we have the Army Golden Knights this year that'll be parachuting in for the beginning of the show and right in the middle of the show. We look forward to growing our event with the Air Force and the Navy in years to come. It's really going to be an amazing thing and a great way to salute those that serve our military and those that just want to come and observe the wonderful expertise and equipment that our military is able to demonstrate.
Without a doubt, Lou. It's great stuff, and I get to have a great seat here and see this even weddings. When I came in today, you were generous enough, I'm in the conference room. There was a little bit of a reminder of a wedding, and I heard that, the bride and groom used the ballroom with everybody else, and then they come here for a final drink or whatever before they go off to Wedded Bliss. I didn't know you did weddings here.
Oh, we do it all. We try to accommodate everybody that comes to us. That was a major wedding that went on over the course of this weekend. People love to have stuff on our back deck where you overlook the ocean and the dunes. We'll have to maybe set you up out there one day when it's not quite as hot, and you can broadcast from out there.
Oh, I guess next time I'm down here in August. I don't care about the heat. That's a great setting. Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put you back there, and you can describe to your listeners what a great view you have.
And you can sit in for an hour on official business, killing two birds at one stone, getting a tan, and also official business.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I suggested it.
All right, Lou. Thank you, Lou, very much. And again,
all right, Dom,
I'll let you know when we are back in Mulligan's in August. We want to get you in there and your commentary. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, the sauce gravy debate created a massive turnout. I was barely even able to get through the front door.
Well,
I'm not sure if it was the sauce gravy or if it was just Dom Giordano Day that brought that many people out. But I live around the corner from Mulligan's, and that was about the most amount of people I'd seen in there all summer.
Well, thank you, Lou. Where do you come down on the debate? Do you have an official, unofficial position?
I have an unofficial position. My unofficial position is going to have to be sauce.
Oh, boy. And you're a Wildwood your entire life, this area?
Yes.
Ah, okay. We're trying to map out where the train of thought comes from. All right, that's okay. We welcome the sauce people.
Yeah,
Absolutely. Me
know. I would love to know the results of that.
Well, the sauce people won. We ran out of ballots.
Really?
It was that, as you said, the crowd that was there, and we printed up a lot. We ran out of ballots, and they won by about 25%.
Woo! Wow. Yes. I am surprised.
I thought it would be within a vote or two, Lou, but we got something else we're cooking up. I'll tell you about soon.
Great. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Lou, very much. Thanks for the invite. Right. I'd love to do that, too. If we can arrange that, I'm down for that. Thank you, Lou.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Lou Belasco here from the Wildwood Convention Center and Tourism. There is so much going on here to take advantage of. By the way, people do not stop sending me stuff. That's okay. Mainly it was a gravy people this time. Where we rent, we're friends. They had a restaurant, a cousin of theirs in the past. He gifted me with this sweatshirt that everybody in the restaurant wore, the servers and all. Well, sort of a sweatshirt. It's gravy, not sauce. And somebody sent me a great thing from Dante and Luigi's. And in there, they describe their manigat. They describe other dishes. And when they come to the key spot, they say, in our gravy, not our sauce. Thank you, Dante and Luigi's. Fine. Big time Italian restaurants in the heart of South Philly. Thank you for that. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit me on the side question, which is, we put a man on the moon. Anniversary, what, yesterday? Hit us with something we can't seem to do. We'll get Henry's coming up. And I'll give you the details. Remember when they went after parents and the school board thing? And boy, the world of sports. President Trump saying, let's get rid of Commanders. Let's get rid of Guardians. Let's go back to Redskins. And I'll explain why he gets involved in these things. Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210.
Okay. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Side question today, a simple one. Hit us with, they can put a man on the moon, but they can't what? All right, over the weekend, we saw a lot of sports stories, one with President Trump involved. And there's sports stories mixed in, of course, with big-time money and a lot of other things associated with it. And President Trump weighing in again, and what provoked it? Well, I guess they're getting closer to the deal for the new stadium with your Washington team, your Washington Commanders, your Washington Redskins. And it started the whole thing off again. So President Trump gets engaged in these things because it's the same thing we saw during the election. They're received not as just about a sports team, about the Redskins, but they're received as another battle in these cultural things that plays out. There's any number of them at any point that can play out. And I would say, isn't it amazing that in talk radio, now I follow not religiously the WNBA because I like basketball and there's several players I've liked. Despite the limitations. But when Caitlin Clark got involved and the WNBA, the obvious racial divide, the obvious stuff going on, it may have lessened a little bit now, a little hard to say, but that first year, certainly it was prevalent. So here you have over the weekend, and I'll play you a cut of this ESPN host, Ellie Duncan, I think a former player, making a joke about the lack of defense in the WNBA game, All-Star game. But a number in the warm-ups, at least, were wearing shirts saying that you have to pay them for what they provided, they produced. Now, the bottom line is, by any account that I can find, the WNBA loses tremendous amounts of money. The NBA does this as a PR branch, call it what you will. And I believe the salary is $78,000, okay? Caitlin Clark, in endorsements, is making tens of millions, or at least somewhere around there. So this idea with the WNBA to pay them for what they produced is what we talked about with Colbert the other day. I saw a report over the weekend that claims that in several years, the Colbert show, the CBS late night show, operated at a $40 million a year loss for years. I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have guessed they were making money, not like Johnny Carson, not the heyday of it. We know 100 reasons why late night TV shows have lost audience, have lost power, etc., to make the news. Internet, social media, people just watching clips, streaming, bad comedians, not funny, all those things. But if Colbert's show really was losing that amount of money, then you see the back and forth with the president. You see what Gutfeld's doing. I mean, it's stunning. And over the weekend, big piece on Gutfeld that I kind of bought into at Mediaite, talking about Gutfeld, and he's only got a smallish staff of about 20 for the whole thing. These other shows, as I told you, they're enormous. And that tight-knit group gets a sense of Gutfeld. We had several callers the other day that talked about why they find it funny, or if not funny, funny in just a comedic style, funny with an appeal to be the counter to what you get anywhere else. And it does have elements that work, without a doubt. Just like The Five works incredibly well. They tag people in and out. They don't have the same five people there in the beginning that they had. So you can't say it's just the people. There's something about that on Fox, though. Ro loves it for the casual viewer. That's different. Fox knows how to do these things. And Gutfeld is enormous versus what we're seeing with Colbert and others. But a $40 million, if it's anywhere near that, that is enormous. All right, so here is Ellie Duncan, L. Duncan, making a joke about lack of defense. Remember, these are all females, female commentators, about the WNBA All-Star game, which I didn't watch, but based upon our comments, you know, it's like the NBA game, little or no defense. It's just not in the game to do that. Listen to what she said.
Season long, though.
All right. Yeah. Well, again, we hope it gets a little bit more competitive because, like, a girls' trip to Cancun right now, there's no D. It's a 22-point game for Team Collier. That's a walk-off. Sabrina Ionescu, there she is from the four-point circle. Second half action from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Tips after this.
Al, you're in timeout.
Okay, done.
All right, so she's in timeout. In other words, women going off to Cancun, bunch of women, girls going off to Cancun. I haven't seen them take any response. I thought it was a pretty clever line to be thrown in there.
And that's typically not what I'd expect from Elle Duncan, honestly. She's usually pretty buttoned up about what she says on the air. So it's a good joke on her part.
Yeah, it was. It gets at the idea of how little defense is there. But, oh, my God. All right, so that's one from the weekend. Then you had the Trump thing with the Redskins. Then you had the WNBA and pay us more money. This is a YouTube alert, youtube.com/1210WPHT. This is EA Sports. It's brief, but look at the players celebrating, how they're celebrating, either scoring or winning. Yep, the YMCA Trump dance.
Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man. When you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways.
All right, so again, the Trump dance, how this has become the go-to. EA Sports, at least at the college level, I don't know if they've done anything like it at pro level, they've dropped that in. And that brings me to the fact, and again, we had so much stuff going on in the first hour. We are at the six-month mark. It's easy to say, I did Newsmax today, and we're talking about the six-month mark, and I talked just about the pace of it. And I try to give an idea of a talk radio station. In the past, there might be times when you heard of it, this or that or other that wasn't live and present at that moment. No more. I mean, since the shooting in Gettysburg on a weekend, it's overwhelming, the demand, the pace, and everything else associated with it. And it truly does, even if you are in opposition to some of what Trump has been engaged in, it is ferocious. I think it's much more activist than even FDR. Now, FDR had, and FDR and Trump have a lot in common in that FDR was an improviser. He tried something. If it didn't work, he did something else. A lot of it, I think, did not work. A lot of it was dictatorial with the New Deal, when you read it closely. But when you look at what Trump has engaged in, how many fields at once, and he's picking these spots that resonate with people, like the Redskins. Now, I haven't seen the most recent polling. If you are with particular groups, they're going to be appalled. We're still talking about this. Remember Neshaminy, the student activist editors there at Neshaminy were hell-bent. And the Bucks County Courier-Times, they were not going to report it as Redskins. They were just going to say Neshaminy. We went through this so long ago, but it still festers, and now there's some leverage. What I like about it is this. I like anybody that has any kind of leverage over the NFL in any way, shape, or form. I realize the dominance of the NFL. Ray Dininger sent an email to Dan. You know, he'd like to come on, start a football season. We love Ray Dittinger beyond belief. He's going to be on tomorrow at 1. So we'll talk Eagles football. We'll talk some of the developments, tush push, et cetera. But the enormity of it is fine. It's obvious. With all of its flaws, this is the product that America wants. It has surpassed anything out there. And each year in the Philadelphia area, I think this year is even bigger than last year. It is beyond enormous, the spinoffs and everything associated with it. But that brings the NFL into dictating all kinds of things. Now, some of them you could say, well, if you don't like it, too bad. But you got to realize the NFL is not purely capitalistic. It gets all kinds of various breaks or deals that are made, like with this stadium, where there's money or resources that are outside just Josh Harris or somebody saying, I'm going to build the stadium, I'll just spend all my money, or et cetera. There's all kinds of things that have to go into this to make it happen. And that's what Trump is talking about here. Now, is he actually going to be able to get the NFL to call it Redskins again? I don't think so. Will he then balk at what they want to do in Washington with the stadium? Well, that'll be interesting to see exactly what he does on it. But it's a play that constantly reminds people of, you know, various elements out there that the government has some leverage on in some way, shape, or form. And he's constantly pushing his people to drill down and to figure out what the leverage is. Harvard today, as an example. Harvard was in court today trying to reclaim or stop the pause on $2 billion that Trump is holding up. You saw what happened with Penn. I think it was $175 million or thereabouts. They not only got out of the Leah Thomas business, they gave back the records to the rightful people, the women who won those swimming records. And they're being killed by it in progressive and liberal circles, but they were right. My point being, Trump gets it. There are a lot of elements in society that are using government funding or government force or government help to get to some goal, be it the Ivy League. And the free ride is over during these next 3.5 years, meaning he is going to try to find any nexus that he can, any law, statute, or framework to push back. It does two things. People like it. It's the right thing to do. And they like it that he's being aggressive against all these figures. So I thought I'd ask this. Rather than just an accomplishment, that's all true. Big, beautiful Bill, Lake and Riley, we can go through them, right? Who is it that you really like deep down? Come on, admit it. You're cheering on when Trump is leveraging government, social media, his own time with the media at the White House to push back on. What entity? For me, I mentioned the NFL. Yeah, I really like that. But I particularly like, given my background, big college. Going after them. You can't go after them enough. I think they have to be more methodically about college cost. I know they're trying to do something on that. They have lectured the rest of us, indoctrinated, raked in big money, been just an arm of the Democrat Party, and in many instances, at least in gray areas, if not just outright, they attack America. That's what they're about. And yet they reap untold rewards for all this. And they keep on jacking up prices, unbelievably. So my vote 6 months in, that's the area that I particularly like. You may have one, 855-839-1210. There are at least 20 major targets where Trump, and again, sometimes it's just to force the bully pulpit. Sometimes, though, it's telling his people, let's find every lever that we can of government. That's how Democrats would use it. And let's push back. Now, with Tulsi, we're going to see what happens here with the Brennan-Obama collusion. She said yesterday, Maria Bartiromo, that she's referring this to Pam Bondi and the Justice Department. So, man, Pam Bondi's under a lot of pressure. Is Pam Bondi going to try to prosecute? I will bet that she will. We'll see, though. I mean, there's a lot of pressure here. But this Washington Redskins thing, other than Trump blowing off steam, you know, the Joshua Harris, the stadium, the whole thing coming up, there's a broader policy, if you will, even though he's not sitting here every day checking it, which is any entity that's using the government, even Elon Musk at this point, some pushback on cutting various Musk programs, spacecraft, stuff of that nature, that it's enormous, the winners that the federal government chooses. NFL would be an example. Sure, America wants that product. But would they make as much, would they be able to do whatever they wanted if they didn't have that ability to kind of bypass any number of things? That's the point I'm making. Will they change back to the Redskins? Man, the odds would be, Justin, I saw on Fox today, guy who played on some Super Bowl team who was Native American saying, what's the big deal? You're going to hear what the big deal is. I mean, I would be shocked if we even got into a debate on this. But does Trump have something that's going to make it difficult to build? And he also brought in the Cleveland Indians. He did kind of bypass and go to the guy who heads it and said he's run for office and lost several times. He ought to try not calling it the Guardians. He ought to call it the Cleveland Indians again. The Washington Redskins is the main one, though. That's where the action is. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. And I'll get to this whole thing with the Biden administration not only colluding with the National School Board Association. Remember this, and we still haven't gotten to the bottom of some of the innards of it. There's more out there today of how they plan to go after parents who were just trying to speak, and they're calling them domestic terrorists, at school board meetings. 855-839-1210.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. Scott Presler with some big news here on Pennsylvania, 2 o'clock. Did you see him with Laura Trump on Saturday night? They finally played his segment. He made a great point in there. We'll get to that with 2 o'clock. We got Dom's Money Melody for a big prize today. 4 tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp, public practice. People love this. Just what I was talking about. It's a practice. We're talking practice on Sunday, August 10th, 6:30 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. This event will benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. All right, so we'll have that around 2:13, 2:14 today. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Hey, Robert. Yo, Robert.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm good to talk to you and Dan today. Before I start, Dom, I was driving home yesterday listening to your show from 6 to 7, Reading, Writing, and Reason.
Yes.
And that was a great show. Good interviews, great show. I'll be tuning in on Sundays at that time from now on.
Oh, Robert, thank you. Coming from you, very much thank you.
Well, it's a huge issue, man, and we need all the voices we can get on education of our kids. That's why I'm glad that they included school choice in the big, beautiful bill. I think that'll start a revolution in education. And that, to my point about, it's hard to pick one thing about the Trump administration because he's doing a full court press on about 15 different fronts, negotiating with literally hundreds of entities, and he's making positive change in a way that I have never... It's unbelievable what I'm seeing with this guy, you know what I mean?
And I would agree, and even people on the left, the ones that are reasonable, are saying, yeah, we got a lot to contend with here because these are really things that people want. They're working, like the no tax on tips. We're going to see these things play out big time. But for me, when he challenges big college using the levers of government and telling his people to drill down even more, the free ride they've gotten with government and overcharging and mocking, you know, middle-class flyover country, it's over. They're on $2 billion. Even Harvard has to pay attention to that.
And when he's gone, that agenda will live on. We no longer need a plan. We now have a blueprint, Dom, and I'm thrilled about that.
You know what? That's the bumper sticker. J.D. Vance, I don't need a plan. I just need a blueprint here. There you go.
Then we have one, right. Well, for my answer to the side question, I know it's low-hanging political fruit, but we can send a man to the moon, but we can't figure out who left the cocaine in the White House, even though we had the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, and it's in the most surveilled room on the face of the planet. Them knuckleheads couldn't figure it out. And that's my answer for today.
That is a great one. I look at their genius, though, in covering it up if it is Hunter Biden's. But you're right. We could put a man on the moon. But with all those things going on, how's it possible that we don't know who it is?
We do know, but they didn't want to tell us.
Exactly.
It was lost in the ante room outside of the war room. And in the ante room, they all have to check in their electronic gear and their phones. That's what them little lockers are for.
Yes.
So they have on tape who used that locker, but they just don't want to say, I guess. But you
exactly.
guys have a great day.
All right,
Tom.
Thanks,
awesome
Robert.
Show.
That's a contender. Scott Presler moved to 2:30. I don't know what he's up to, but usually something big when we move him back. All right, that's the side question. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't what? That and 6 months in... What's the entity? What's the front that Trump is fighting that he takes on that gives you a charge that tells you yes? As I said, with this Redskins thing, this is cut 6. YouTube, this is Mr. Potato Head, Brian Stelter, who's back at CNN. Listen to what he says about Trump. It's sort of a criticism, sort of a compliment in this, about Trump trying to revert to the Redskins name.
Kevin hit the nail on the head there when he said, file this under something Trump can talk about that's not the Epstein files. Why is he, is that what this is about? Why he's kind of randomly going in on this issue right now?
Listen, I grew up in a Redskins household. I care a lot about this. And here's the thing about distractions. A lot of things that President Trump does can be labeled distractions. I kind of dispute that, though, because they're all also important. You know, every time the President of the United States weighs in on something, it matters. And so, yes, he might want you to look over here and not over there, but it is still relevant. And this is best explained as part of Trump's effort to take back cultural power as well as political power in his second term. If you look back at his first term, he was much less focused on cultural power, whether it's the Kennedy Center or the commanders. So he's using his energy in this way. And it reminds me of what Peter Baker wrote in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago. He said, "It's become evident that Mr. Trump simply prefers things the way he remembers them from his youth or even before that." Maybe it's that simple, Jessica, but I also think he's showing his base that he's on their side, even if he can't actually force these name changes to happen. And hey, only 7 Sundays until regular season kickoff of the NFL.
Boy, Stelter. You know, he's bouncing all over the place, but giving credit to Trump. Base, he's on your side. Well, I think the angle I added to it is that he's transactional beyond belief. He looks at this and says, how are all these woke-isms up in the Kennedy Center, for example, up and down the line? How'd they get away doing what they're doing and yet having government bulldoze their way, resources, money, move this contract, environmental study? They don't have to do it. And the Redskins are a part. He actually said the word Redskins. He said, I grew up in a Redskins family. He didn't say a Washington, I can't say the name anymore. Wow. I thought that was, he also, only 7 weeks away. So taking on an entity like the NFL or some wokeism in sports, there is a ledge here, the stadium. It's not completely random, but Trump does go completely random if the mood strikes him. By the way, I played some of it talking with Dan at the top of the show. I'm going to play you a little bit at 2 o'clock, a couple of the things that Hunter Biden got into. He did an interview 3 hours with this guy, Callahan, who has done some good work around drugs, particularly over here in Kensington. And he went off, and he's just, as much as he's juvenile, infantile, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, when we hear about privilege, you know, the left drops white privilege. They just say privilege, meaning we know it's white and all that stuff. He is the face of entitlement. He is it. And yet they threw themselves on the tracks to defend him up and down the line, constantly. But he unleashes on the immigration problem and basically talking about all the people that provide for him, do his work, clean up after him. Can you imagine if he doesn't have that? If people that are here illegally are not providing all that? That's his thought process. How in the world do we have people talking about that, and yet this guy is allowed to walk through life in the manner that he did, and the laptop that was protected before the election, all the things that are still going forward, still being litigated? So it's going to be interesting to see if Pam Bondi does move on what Tulsi Gabbard has given her, the idea being that the conspirators during and after the election conspired to change the intelligence report to up the ante, saying that the Russians were intimately involved and essentially put Trump over the top, which then led to the Steele dossier and everything else. And when you hear the trail of people that were involved in this, some of them, at least one, is a judge that has been trying to prevent Trump's presidential power on illegal immigration in El Salvador. There's plenty there to at least take a look at. I still like Pam Bondi. I don't want to see her, you know, have to constantly be weighing stuff that's very, very difficult. She still has Epstein, even though I have to say, in my view, that has calmed a little bit. And Scott Jennings is right to report that the president's polling numbers are high, particularly among Republicans. Now, that doesn't mean, though, Scott, if I had him here, that people still don't want answers to it. But I think they're rallying around the president and saying, really, Wall Street Journal, does that sound like Trump? Does that sound like Trump drawing this stuff? Does that sound like Trump using the word enigma? It does not. It doesn't pass the smell test. Well, didn't they ask themselves? Didn't they do even an AI research to see patterns and language that Trump has used? It doesn't. It doesn't pay. Trump is very cagey when it comes to stuff like that. So I don't see this meeting that kind of test. If they have the letter, if they can produce it, that it's authentic, let's see if they're going to produce it. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. Ellen DeGeneres saying she's moved to England, to Great Britain, the UK, because of Trump. We know about Rosie. It's amazing. We're going around and around and around here and seeing more and more people that are just leaving the country because of President Trump. All righty, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Over the weekend, and it didn't, you know, it's not an anniversary that jumps out at you anymore. Phil on the morning show was talking to me on Friday. We were out there. He was putting together his music. Boy, what he goes through, the music show, a labor of love. It's unbelievable. Great stuff he does in the mornings, too. And he mentioned, and it dawned on me, yes, it's the anniversary of the man on the moon, walking on the moon. And it occurred to me, we have never asked this on the side question. Simple one. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't seem to what? 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. I mentioned that another collusion mystery coming forward over the weekend. Remember way back when the outrage, when the National School Board Association colluding with the Biden administration produced a letter calling for a crackdown on concerned parents. And they actually asked in the letter, as I remember it, that we needed the National Guard, the FBI, the CIA, the U.S. Army to come to school board meetings because people were saying enough of this. We didn't get a chance to talk. This whole idea, you just talk for 2 minutes, a buzzer goes off, you sit down, nobody responds to you. Nothing is done. It's a sham. And people were, they got pretty fired up and people were called domestic terrorist, et cetera, around that. And that did not sit well. So as a result, America First Legal, our buddy Wally Zimmelong involved with them, Stephen Miller, documents obtained by them show that prior to the infamous October 4, 2021 domestic terrorist memo from former Attorney General Merrick Garland, staff were looking for any possible way to go after parents concerned with coronavirus mandates, critical race theory, DEI, and transgender policies. Those were the big three that people were concerned about. Here's the big line here. We're aware the challenge here is finding a federal hook. They were looking for a federal hook, an associate deputy attorney general wrote, trying to manufacture a way to respond to a teed-up letter. So they get this National School Board Association to tee the ball up, to send them this letter, and then they're looking for a federal way to act on this, to bring in federal forces. And, you know, my mind immediately goes to something like Mark Houck. Remember this little kerfuffle he had at the abortion clinic with a guy and his Mark's son, was something that Larry Krasner didn't even charge anybody with. And yet, on a Sunday morning, heavily armed men, a lot of them, and state police showed up at his home in Montgomery County, arrested him in front of his seven kids with guns drawn in that kind of manner to say, hey, this is what's going to happen to you if you dare, under the so-called FACES Act, if you dare challenge any of this. That's the message. He's going to win a big settlement. You know, he last time he was on, he talked about this is coming to a head, and I think rightfully so, he's going to win a big settlement, but it is still traumatic. Even for a warrior like him and his kids, you can imagine, and his wife, what that was like to be under that kind of fire. This is what they're about. And they were labeling parents, many of whom call me, many of whom we've had on, we know, these school board meetings, domestic terrorists. They were looking for a federal hook to then get them with federal forces. That's the point. That's the point that I think this is about, that we're now seeing the emails have been released that prove this. Now, what's the value of doing it after this? Well, it makes our case. This is what the left, this is what Biden, this is what Merrick Garland, this is what these guys are about. And that's why anytime they're in power, you have to worry about this usage of the federal government, looking for a federal hook. That's where we're going. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. We got Dom's Money Melody, got a great prize today. Scott Presler's got some big news on what's happening here in Pennsylvania. Can Pennsylvania say in the next 6 months, can Pennsylvania actually flip from blue to red by registration? He thinks it's possible. So does the head of the Pennsylvania Republicans. I like their thinking here. When you look at active versus inactive voters, we're getting very, very close. What's going on in Jersey? We haven't talked about that in a while. And Presler was on with Laura Trump. So we'll unpack all that with Scott. Love to get you in, though. Only 2 days this week with me. So tomorrow we'll have another side question. Whoever are the two winners, your name goes into the hat. And about 2:55 or 2:54 tomorrow, we'll draw the winner. And you get a $50 gift card probably to Gallo's right up there. Thank you, Jim Harvey. All right. Jump in. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.